Hacking of websites, especially that of governments, has been described as a dangerous trend which can negatively affect operations of the state. The Ghana government website has been hacked, and this poses a cybersecurity threat to the state. Radio Ghana engages cybersecurity experts on hacking and the best security measures government can adopt to secure its website. First, Albert Entribuesiakun, an IT expert. He tells Radio Ghana that it's about time government had a cybersecurity mindset. He spoke to Emerika Yao Esanti.
What we all know is the major government website, including, you know, the government portal, you know, have been hacked. At this point, investigations are ongoing according to the Deputy Minister for Communications to determine as to the motive and who might have committed that act against the government network system. But I also have to add that hacking itself in the world of technology is an existential threat. What it means is, yes, as long as we are dealing with technology, yes, we are vulnerable to hacking. There are incidents of hacking in the US, in the UK, and other countries. That is very common. However, the question is, how do we stay ahead of this hack? In other words, if we know they are threats, we need to be able to monitor this threat proactively, identify whatever vulnerability, because this is what the hackers do. Every technology infrastructure, every website has got its inherent vulnerability or weakness. So what the hackers do is they exploit that weakness in order to what? Obtain confidential information or, you know, make your system not accessible. Gone are the days when we're having the 419 email, the Sakawa boys. But we are now having sophisticated cyber criminal cases. So there is a major concern.
Would you say Ghana's security system is obsolete as compared to other countries?
No, that is not that at all. Yes, of course, in the Western world, a lot of things are being done compared to our world. But I wouldn't say our system is, you know, obsolete compared. There are other incidents of hacking taking place in other countries in the South region. That is quite normal. But it's worrying for the state. But the real problem is, yes, there are inherent not only at the government level, but even, you know, businesses and corporate organizations.
What does it take one to be able to hack into a system like this?
Somehow it depends on the complexity of the infrastructure you are targeting. But basically what it happens, these hackers play around. There are different hacking tools. Some of them are even freely. So they might not even be criminals, but they might just be ordinary people who are trying to, you know, show and exploit their talent in terms of hacking. So these hackers study the technology. They know that every passage of time, 1 month, 1 week ago, there were weaknesses, vulnerabilities come up. So they know those vulnerabilities, and they go around looking for the vulnerabilities technically in the target system. So when they find that vulnerability, they exploit that, and that is what we see attacking.
In times like this, what would you say we should do as a nation?
Look, the fact is we need to be realist. We need to be real, we need to be very frank that we haven't done much in terms of our cybersecurity. I mean, we haven't done much as a country. Awareness of basic cybercrime cases across the corporate, the government level, the way we manage our information. Look at the kind of leakages that is going around the country on smartphones, you know, interception of data, you know, videos. A lot of mess are going on. And even on our smartphone security, we use, everybody uses smartphones. There is a real problem. Ghana has to develop a cyber security mindset.
Albert Entribuesiakun is an IT expert. A software developer, Richard Martete, asks government to have concrete password protection to prevent such incidents.
Hacking in the simplified language means bypassing systems. You are having access to something you are not supposed to have. So bypassing that, whilst you don't have the credentials or the credibility, is hacking. And it's not only that has to do with computers. It could do with cars, phones, or anything that is electronic. Physically, that is hacking.
And what are the implications of hacking, especially with this incident, on our state institutions and on the state website?
Before the implications, you need to look at why that happened, like the motive and all that. But the basic implications shows that the website is weak, and then the developers were supposed to put in one or two security measures, which I may say they didn't. But I wouldn't blame the developers that much, because in the hacking world, when you have people like the Philippines, the Chinese coming after you, no matter the securities you put in place, they can still bypass it. Yes, so they could have done better.
So what should government do?
In the hacking world, what we do is, or what they are supposed to do, or when they restore the website, the first thing they have to do is to get the SSL security. It's a script we use to protect websites. And then what happens is when you go to shopping sites like eBay, Amazon, and then the rest, you will find a padlock just before the domain name where the name is. That shows that the site is well protected. I think that should be done. And then the second thing should be the password. They should be very complicated, that they should include alphabet, numbers, and sign, and one or two things that make it difficult to predict. The third thing, there are local machines they use to develop the website. The local machines they use to connect to the server and upload them should be well protected in terms of antivirus and then anti-malware.
Software developer Richard Marketer talking to Emeka Yao Esante.